Well, a kettle to me is something that you'd use over an open fire to cook something in. Like the old folks in the country used to make their soap in hog killing time, where they'd douse the hog in. That's a kettle to me, a big thing so big around, about that high.
Well, what about, would you pronounce the name of this, there's a knife, fork, and...
spoon?
And the thing, the container that you put cut flowers in with water in it.
That's a vase to me, not a vase. That always sounded artificial to me.
Oh, it is. It really is, I think. Or what about after you finish your meal, you have to do what to the dishes?
I think the general term, what I'd say, would be do the dishes.
Oh, yeah.
That always sounded, it's very expressive, but most people seem to use it instead of wash, well, you have to say wash and dry the dishes, so that to shorten it, I guess everybody says, let's do the dishes.
Well, after you wash the dishes, in order to get the soap off of them, you do what to them?
Rinse and not wrench.
My wife says rinse. She's from North Carolina.
Well, they had in Colby just the other day that so many people use that. In fact, I think it was just considered standard, more or less, by a lot of people.
It's pretty widespread in the South in general, I think. It's all over, especially further south.
You find it more in the South than you would farther north?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty strictly a southern term.
Well, it's a funny thing about words when you analyze it. As long as everybody knows what the other fellow's talking about, why? One thing's as good as another, I guess. But then when you get across certain sections where they don't know, just like another language.
Yeah, well, my wife's sister married a boy from Chicago, and so they went to Chicago immediately after they were married. She always called green beans snap beans or snaps. And she got up there and started talking about snap beans and snaps, and nobody knew what she was talking about, so she finally just dropped the word altogether and started saying green beans.
Yeah, well, I always say green beans.
Well, what about the cloth that you use to wash the dishes with? What do you call that?
Well, either dish rag or dish cloth, one or the other.
And then the thing that you dry the dishes with?
Dish towel.
Then, what about the cloth that you wash your face with?
Well, that's the same way, either wash cloth or wash rag.
And then what do you call the thing you dry yourself with when you take a bath?
Bath towel?
No, this thing on the kitchen sink that you turn on to get the water out.
That is the faucet to me.
Now, what if it's the same thing outside on the house? Call it a faucet there, or do you call it something else?
I'd still call it the faucet, but I know the correct term is the silcock.
Hmm. Well, what about a wooden one on a barrel, say a keg of beer or something?
Well, now that's a spigot.
So if it's on the house or in the kitchen, it's a faucet?
Yeah.
Then
connected with your regular water system.
Would you pronounce the name of the thing that they might use to drive horses with, team horses?
Whip.